Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is When Nothing Can Be Done. Based on our gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, especially finding our theme in verse 40, which reads again, a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, if you will, you can make me clean. I encourage you to open up your bulletins and find there the blue insert today for the sermon outline as we consider our theme, When Nothing Can Be Done. I'm sorry. Nothing can be done. There probably are no more sadder words in the entire English language, no more terrible words than these. I'm sorry, nothing can be done. Until these words are spoken, maybe there's hope. But when someone speaks these words to us, they mark the end of all effort. They mark the end of all possibility. They mark the end of all hope. I'm sorry, nothing can be done. Despair has been defined as when nothing can be done. So a family is holding vigil in a waiting room. The magazines have been all read. The tick, tick, ticking of the clock seems to go on forever as they wait. Finally, the surgeon comes out and sits with the family and says these words, I'm sorry, nothing can be done. A woman sits for an hour and a half in a crowded doctor's office, waiting for her test results. Finally, the doctor comes out, invites her to his private room, sits down with her, moves the box of tissue closer to where she's sitting, and says these words, I'm sorry, nothing can be done. Until these words are spoken, there may be pain, but there's still hope and reason to try. But after these words are spoken, nothing can be done often brings the end of hope. The Italian poet Dante wrote a famous poem called The Inferno, about hell. And Dante's sign that he says was on the entryway to hell was this sign: abandon hope, all who enter here. Simply another way of saying nothing can be done. To be a leper in Jesus' day was to live under the constant banner of nothing can be done. Verse 40, again, of our text, a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling, said to him, if you will, you can make me clean. The disease of leprosy turns a victim into loathsome, disfigured figures, shunned by all, the loss of nerves and feelings, the loss of limbs and facial features. Not long ago, by coincidence, there was a TV special about a journalist who took a trip to rural Asia and rural Africa to visit leper colonies. And what struck me most of all about this documentary was one particular scene where a leprous person put their arms firmly into a pot of boiling water to pull out some meat or some vegetables, and they couldn't even feel the boiling water on their decaying flesh. When Jesus encountered this leper, he came face to face with the most helpless and hopeless person of his day. And the laws of society didn't make the leper's life any easier. Because law number one said, if you were a leper walking down the street of your town and someone else was coming towards you, you must leap to the other side of the street and raise your hands and say, unclean, unclean, I am unclean. Doesn't do a lot for your self-image. The laws of worship were almost as fierce. If you were a leper and you wanted to come to worship, you could come, but you must cover yourself up, and you had to stand on the outside of the wall, on the outside of the fence, so as to be near no one else. And to be a leper meant you were forced to live outside the city limits. You had to live either in a garbage dump or a leper colony or in caves all to yourself. The entire life of a leper was to live under the banner of this: I'm sorry, nothing can be done. But it's been said that faith is a step beyond nothing can be done. This is what makes what the leper did and said to Jesus so amazing. Listen to verse 40 again. A leper came to Jesus, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, Master, you can make me clean." Faith often begins where human resources completely fail. And for a moment, let's take a look. Let's compare North American Christianity with Christians around the world. Where do you think today you're going to find the most vibrant and daring and bold faith in our world? Well, it's not in North America, where we take our God and our faith and His church and the holy things of God, we take them for granted. If I have nothing else to do, or if the kids' sports don't interfere, or if I've got the time, maybe I'll think about beginning in God's house. In third world countries, like Africa and Asia, places where Christians are persecuted, are ridiculed, are tortured, are killed because of their faith, these believers' spiritual muscles are exercised in trusting God and God alone, because they cannot lean on financial resources. They cannot lean on wonderful buildings and plenty of pastors. They can't lean on district offices and seminaries and publishing houses. They have no one to trust on, no one to lean on but God Himself and God's care and His provision and His miracles. And the one result is they have strong faith. Now let's go back to the leper. The leper was cut off from all resources, cut off from all support, cut off from anyone who cared. The leper in our text only had two options: to be resigned to his cruel lot in life, nothing can be done, or to reach out to Jesus. And he took the second choice. Now, is there anyone here this morning? And I ask this question rhetorically, which means I know there are. Is there anyone here this morning who feels like they're in a hopeless situation? They're wounded deep inside, and no one knows how wounded you are. Maybe the model of your life at work, or your financial situation, or your family life, or whatever it might be, maybe the model of your life seems to be nothing can be done. Come with me this morning. Come with me and this leper as we come to the feet of Jesus. Because Jesus is here today for you. Yes, for you. And now I must pick up my scripture. When I get carried away, I knock things around. But if I'm going to read the text, I have to pick it up. Let's hear Jesus' response to this leper. And let's hear Jesus' response to us today. Verse 41. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I will be clean. Jesus broke every law of his time. He touched this leper. The text says, moved with pity, moved with compassion. This is an interesting Greek phrase. The literal meaning of this phrase is to have your heart, to have your lung, to have your liver all turned upside down inside of your body. To be moved with such a strong feeling. Today, we say it like this. My heart was stirred within me. Jesus' feeling of compassion and pain for this man moved him to action. Verse 42, Jesus touched him and said, I'll be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. Today, the same hope is for any of us here. Did you hear me? For any of us here. Who would join the leper? Presenting ourselves at the precious feet of Jesus. Jesus, if you will, you can heal my family. Jesus, if you will, if not that, you can heal and strengthen me with the future I must face. Jesus, I know you will not forsake me in my illness. Lord, if you will, you can give me what I need today. With Jesus, there is hope for the hopeless. Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give up. Nothing can be done is not the final word for you. Listen to how this sounds from the mouth of St. Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Paul says, for what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by our sinful nature, God did by sending his Son to be an offering for our sin. What does that mean? In the face of life's biggest, nothing can be done. What the text says, we, by trying to keep the law, were powerless to do, God did for us. What does that mean? Our attempts to keep God's law and commandments, our attempts to live a sinless life, our attempts to earn our forgiveness, to earn God's salvation and help and heaven, God says, those attempts are helpless. We are powerless. We cannot do it. But the good news is, what we are unable to do, God has done for us. In Jesus Christ. The Old Testament puts it this way in Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. That is to say, the way that seems right to us is we must work out our salvation. We must earn God's love. We must perform all these good deeds, and then God will care. No, that way leads nowhere. God has provided the way. The wonderful message of the Bible is this. What we cannot do, erase our sin. What we cannot do, heal our families. What we cannot do, measure up to God's expectation, God did and God does through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus' perfect life, and keeping all of God's commandments, by Jesus' death on the cross for our sins, by Jesus rising from the grave, making payment for our sins, by Jesus' victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over the devil, he has silenced all the eternal voices of nothing can be done. And all that Jesus did, he did for you. And what's the leper's response? Verse 45. But he went out and began to talk freely about it, to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, But when he was out in desolate places, people were coming to him from every quarter. The leper was not able to contain his joy. He had to tell others. And so many people heard, and so many people came to Jesus that Jesus was not able to go anywhere without a crowd. Wouldn't it be great to have that problem here? To have that problem that so many of us have shared what Jesus has done with us, to us, and for us with other people, that we would have to have a second order of service on Sunday morning. That we would have to, now don't take me seriously, rebuild the church because there wouldn't be enough room for the people. If every one of us would be like that leper saying, come and hear, come and see what my Jesus has done for me, he can do the same for you. It's been said that to be a Christian witness is as simple as this. It's one beggar telling another beggar where the bread is. I have been fed with the bread of life. I have received God's love and salvation for my soul. Are you hungry? Let me show you where there is always a free lunch. In Jesus' name. Witnessing is telling others that in the face of life's nothing can be done, in the face of sin, death, and the devil's nothing can be done, Jesus brings hope. Jesus brings healing. Jesus brings salvation. Author Lauren Isley writes in one of his books of a day when he was walking down the beach on the seaside. In the distance, he saw a man stooping down and picking something up and throwing it back into the ocean. Time and time and time again. Till he got closer, he could see the man was stooping down and picking up a starfish. Starfishes that had come on the beach. And he turned to this man and said, well, why are you doing such a stupid thing? There are hundreds and thousands of these starfish. What difference could it possibly make? There are so many. And the man stooped down and threw one more in and said to him, it will make a difference to this one. My friends, you are the this one for whom Jesus came. You are the this one, like the leper in our text, who needs to put yourself in his loving, nail-pierced hands today. Nothing can be done. No way. Don't you give up. Don't you ever give up. Listen one last time to the words of Jesus, to the leper, and to you and me today. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. We now worship our Lord with his offering. And as the offering is collected,